Good morning. We are here at Rossie Primary School to interview Ian McDonald about his hobby, shinty.
When did you take up shinty in Rossie, and what can you remember about your first few practices?
I took up shinty in Rossie when I was 13. And at my first practice, I managed to get a cut head, and I managed to get 3 stitches.
Hi, my name's Andrew McLaughlin, and I'm from Rossie. Which team is currently your favourite?
Yeah, I don't really have a favourite team, but I would say the best team at the moment is probably Newton Moore.
For the people who don't know about shinty, can you briefly describe it and tell us what equipment you need?
Shinty is a bit like hockey without any rules. And to play shinty, you need to have a shinty stick, shin guards, a pair of football boots and a shinty ball. That's all you need.
Can you tell us about shinty and Rossie? What are the teams and how can someone join?
Bute have one club in Rothsay, and there is the first team, the second team, an under-14s team, a primary 7 and under team and a primary 5 and under team. And to join, if you're wanting to join as a child, then you just come along to training on a Thursday at 3:45. And if you're a senior, you have to write a letter to the club, and then they'll ask you to come along to training, and if you're good enough, then they'll let you play.
Do you know how long shinty has existed in Bute?
Shinty's existed in Bute since 1906 or 1902, round about there. There were several different teams at that time, but Bute Shinty Club became my club in 1946.
What has been your most difficult game of shinty?
The most difficult game of shinty was against Fort William in Inverary in the Camanachd Cup semi-final, and we lost a goal in the last minute to lose 2-1. It was heartbreaking.
Other than yourself, who would you say are Rossie's best shinty players?
I would say that Ali Kermick is, when I was growing up, he was my idol. Hector Whitelaw is a really, really good player. Robert Walker had great stick work. And James Craig just had the heart of a lion.
Thank you for your time and giving up, and we have enjoyed your answers. Thank you.